The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and that they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you also may come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled: not a bone of it will be broken. And again, another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. The Gospel of the Lord. At the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, and, I think any number of reflections would be apropos today. I mean, I think that certainly we can, and we ought to think of our relationship with Jesus today. And perhaps we ought to think more than our relationship with Jesus as though it were a work of our own. We could think of Jesus's relationship with us. Jesus who has summoned us to himself. Jesus who as God loves us with a human heart. Right? This is the sense of the feast, as it were. It's a remarkable gospel passage for any number of reasons. You know, of course, the connection between Jesus and the Passover lamb. Passover lamb that is sacrificed for the freedom of God's people, for deliverance from sin. And certainly we're meant to see that in this feast that we celebrate today, right? What is it that delivers us from sin? What is it that gives us freedom, the freedom of the children of God, but the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, that God has chosen again to love us with a human heart. There's much more besides. Like when we consider that great and lofty theme, the new Passover, the Passover that Jesus is affecting, we see how
it is accomplished. Right? It's not. Because I say that it's a great and lofty theme, and yet how is it accomplished? It's accomplished in the flesh. It's accomplished in and through the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so, what does that mean? It means that the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It means that Jesus himself is the focal point of all of our devotion. It means that the Sacred Heart of Jesus is the locus, it's the place of our worship to God. And it's the place from which the entire mission of our life flows forth. So yeah, I don't know exactly where that has you today. My only thought, in addition to that kind of context, is that no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what challenges this day will bring, and I say that knowing that this day has to bring challenges, because we are being called to embody the love of God, being called to be the body of Christ, means that we're going to experience. Even if it's just the limitations of our own hearts to love, then we're going to experience that. Right? So whatever challenges this day brings our way. The answer, the solution, right, the strength and whatever else we need in order to meet those challenges well, is contained in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So are we knocking at the door of Jesus' heart today to get what we need to live according to the call? Right? Are we going to him? Right? Are we opening ourselves up? Are we going, as John Henry Newman would say, are we going heart to heart? Are we having heart speaks to heart with Jesus today? So that we can live up to the call, so that we can bring God's love to life? Or are we trying to go it alone? And the feast gives us some sense of the fact that, of course, we don't go it alone. We can't go it alone. And we don't need to consider the prospect of going it alone, because Jesus' entire life is given to God for us. And now, having that great pattern set and that pattern in front of us that is to be our life too, can we give our, following the Sacred Heart and in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, can we give our whole heart and life to God so as to be poured out for the good of the world?